Hey guys, it's Monday, so it's Day by Day Hacks Day, and I have one of my favorite people in all the world with us today, and that is my daughter, Sophia Johnson. And Sophia is going to help us over the month of December, particularly the parents that are out there, because there's not a lot of teenagers out there on the Facebook, are there, Sophia? They're on the Gram and TikTok or whatever else you guys are out there doing. So we're going to be talking, getting some advice, some help from you about how to help parents encourage their own children, their own teenagers, to have some quiet time with the Lord. And so to kind of get this conversation started, I want to talk, hear about from your perspective, something that we do every December, and that is Advent, right? We do Advent all December long. So can you tell us just what does Advent even mean, and what does it look like in our house?
Advent is the coming of Christ, and it is just a reminder of His coming, and not only His birth, but the second coming, and that we look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So we've done Advent a lot of different ways over the years. What are some of the most memorable? When we talk about Advent in our home, what are the memories that come up? How have we done Advent, the different ways that we've done it?
We've done a lot of different ways. I remember one year we did Advent through Handel's Messiah and studied Isaiah 53 and other verses in that song.
Yep, so we looked at just the different songs that come from those different Old Testament passages building up to the arrival of Christ, and that was a fun study. I'm not sure your brothers enjoyed it as much as you and I enjoyed it and Mom enjoyed it, but that was a pretty cool little study that we did. Tell about the one where your grandmother made all the packages for all the days of Christmas.
I liked that one. We did that for a couple years, I think, and it was on each day of December up until Christmas. She had something that we would open, and it would either be a verse or a song or a gift or something like that that reminded us and pointed to that.
Yeah. So there's lots of different ways to do Advent. We've done Advent, like you just seen here, all different types of ways. There's different devotionals that can help you with that. One of the ones that your mother likes that I like is by Alistair Begg. He has a devotional on Advent. Sinclair Ferguson has one. So there's a lot of different resources out there. And so we've been doing Advent for all of your life. And so if we didn't do Advent, you might think something like, why are we not doing Advent this year? So how do you think, looking back over the last several years of your life, how has Advent made an impact on you?
It was just always really special to do something with the whole family that kind of went deeper than just watching Christmas movies and drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And it also would remind me that Christmas is not only a time of celebrating the birth of Christ, but looking forward to the second coming.
Yeah, the second advent of Jesus. And so parents out there, this is simple. You don't have to make it big or elaborate, or you can. Some of you are really good at doing that, and it helps deepen what's going on, but it doesn't have to be that way. So when we're talking about Advent, we're just talking about studying and reading and talking about the events leading up to the birth of Christ. And so I know we've done it before where we've had the candles, right? And we would, for the first week of December, we might just study over and read the passages that have to do with the shepherds and their involvement in the Christmas story. And so we would light a candle, and that would remind us of and commemorate the shepherds. And we'd do the same thing the second week with the wise men. And then we would do the same thing with maybe Elizabeth, or, you know, just the different characters, and particularly with Mary. And then we had one big candle that represented Christ. And so it's just a way to, In our world, Sophia, particularly in our country, Christmas can mean a lot of different things except for Christ. Like, it's easy to get distracted around Christmas time. And so Advent is a way to kind of help us focus in here. And so I'm glad to hear that it's made an impact on you. All right, so parents out there, start doing that. This, like I said, this is not difficult. You can do it. Gather up your family, even if you've got littles. We used to use the old Fisher-Price nativity set with you guys and had a big deal with that. And so you can do this. So let me encourage you to start doing Advent studies this season. Next Monday, we're going to get some particular advice on how to help your own teenager get into the Word of God. Until then.